here's a story from The World.
Nicaragua has entered a new phase of repression as President Daniel Ortega continues to jail political opponents. That's according to a regional human rights group, which says at least 20 opposition figures have been arrested in recent weeks. The crackdown comes ahead of an election in November, and it has U.S. lawmakers calling for increased sanctions and monitoring of corruption in the country. Pedro Molina is a Nicaraguan political cartoonist living in exile in Ithaca, New York. Molina fled Nicaragua on Christmas Day 2018 during a government crackdown on the press. He's still drawing against the government of Daniel Ortega, posting cartoons online in Confidencial, an independent media outlet in Nicaragua. Pedro, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Pedro, my first question is whether Confidencial is still publishing. I read a few days ago that the editor of Confidencial, Carlos Fernando Chamorro, has fled Nicaragua. Are you still able to post your cartoons?
Yeah, we are still working. You know, Confidencial Newsroom has been raided by the police twice now, but there is a new crackdown on journalists going on right now in Nicaragua, so he had to leave. So he's outside of Nicaragua again, but we keep working, yeah.
What have been your reactions to the news in recent weeks and months about the detentions of politicians, business people, people who are planning to run against Daniel Ortega in November?
Well, as a citizen of Nicaragua, this is very, very sad because repression just keep getting worse and worse. And this is something that has been going on since 2018. And we are desperate. We are trying to do the best we can in the way that we are still able to do it. But we do need the attention and the help of the world. Why? Because the government, the dictatorship, has this feeling that they can do whatever they want and nothing will happen to them. They are not paying any cost for this. And they have to be held responsible for what they're doing to Nicaraguan people.
It seems like the world is starting to take notice. Several human rights groups are condemning the arbitrary arrests. What do you want from the international community? What sort of help do you think Nicaragua needs?
You know, back in 2018, they were also paying attention to what was happening in Nicaragua. And at that time, you know, the people were on the streets protesting, even when they were killing people every day in all the protests. The snipers of the dictatorship were killing people. People were still protesting. So the message for international community was, well, we are listening, but you have, you know, to calm down. We are going to open a dialogue with the government, and we are going to try to solve this. So people listened, and the dialogue didn't went anywhere. So basically what people in Nicaragua are needing, it's a way to solve this in a peaceful way, which is elections. But there is no way that we are going to have fair elections if there is not enough pressure.
I want to move to what you do to express your opposition, which is cartooning. You're in exile, but you're still drawing. How effective do you feel you can be in calling attention to the repression of Daniel Ortega as a political cartoonist? What are you able to do?
I am doing what I have been doing all my life, which is doing cartoons and giving my opinion about things that happen in my country. Inside Nicaragua, the kind of stuff that I do as a cartoonist, I do know that people care about it. They'll feel inspired by it. They inform themselves by it. We have to remember that in Nicaragua, the most prominent media outlets, the traditional ones, were all bought by the Ortega's family. And each of their sons run one of these huge media outlets, you know, TV stations, radio stations, and all that kind of stuff. So in order to inform themselves, people have to have moved to the web to read independent journalists and follow independent journalists because there is no other place to find out what is happening. So it is very important what we do, yeah.
Pedro, describe your latest cartoon for Confidencial.
Well, the one that I published today, it is about these riots that the dictatorship is running against the journalists, you know, how they are coming in always in the night inside their houses and taking them to nobody know where, because we assume that they are put in jail, but that we don't even know how they are, where they are, because they are not allowing, you know, family to visit them. They are not giving information about their well-being. So they are technically being kidnapped. And my cartoon today is about that, about how dictatorship doesn't care anymore about basic human rights, about the Constitution, about at least trying to sell the idea of some legal, you know, proceeding. They don't care about that anymore. So that's my cartoon about today.
Describe visually this latest cartoon.
Sure. There is a huge, a long hand, which is the hand of dictatorship, coming into the house of somebody who I am not identifying on the cartoon, but it's clearly based on the way that they took Miguel Mora out of his house a couple of nights ago. And you can see the long head taking this person by the back of his T-shirt and pulling him out of his house, breaking the glasses on the door. And each pieces of these glasses, it's a label, Constitution, human rights, legal proceedings. Yeah.
Pedro, what would you like the Biden administration to do about the situation in Nicaragua? What sort of role do you think the U.S. can play? It's always a touchy subject.
Yeah, it's always a touchy subject, but because we have the most important part to play as Nicaraguans. It's our country. It's to us to decide the future of our country. But we do need Biden administration, and I will say European Union, leadership also, and everybody in the world, to help us get at least the basic frame to achieve that, which is, once again, the chance to have fair elections. That's what people are asking. We are not asking for anything else than the chance to have a fair election, because we do know that if we get that, we can kick this dictatorship out without violence. And that's what Nicaraguan people wants, because we are, tired of these cycles of revolutions and violence in our country that hasn't solved any of our problems. The problem is that we can't accept as fair elections what the dictatorship is trying to say right now as an election in November, which is not going to be an election unless there is enough national and international pressure to get that.
Pedro Molina is a Nicaraguan political cartoonist living and cartooning in exile in Ithaca, New York. Thank you so much, Pedro.
Thank you so much for the chance to talk about this.
That cartoon Pedro described is on our website, theworld.org.